From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. Well, Ag Secretary Brooke Rollins sent a letter to Governor Gavin Newsom demanding California abandon a proposal that redistributes agricultural land based on race, ethnicity, and national origin. This comes as a draft proposal is considered that facilitates land transfers and financial assistance exclusively to certain minorities. Rollins writes, hardworking agricultural producers all deserve a shot at the American dream and should not be shut out because of their race, ethnicity, or national origin. American farmers reacted to the USDA's new $12 billion aid package with cautious relief, saying the funds may help some producers but won't offset major financial strains facing the industry. The payments, a one-time bridge program aimed at helping farmers manage high input costs and market disruptions, are designed to provide temporary relief as producers prepare for planting season. Farm leaders continue to urge policymakers to pursue long-term market solutions alongside emergency support. And U.S. dairy markets are seeing major softening in domestic prices, even as dairy output in some export categories swell. Butter prices dropped nearly a dollar a pound compared to a year ago, while cheddar cheese and other block cheese prices declined 40 to 50 cents. These shifts reflect both abundant domestic supply and weaker demand for standard dairy products. U.S. exports of value-added dairy, like certain cheeses and butter, surged.
From the Ag Information Network, I'm Bob Larson with today's Agribusiness Update.